And good morning. Good morning, my friends. This is Just Norm. I am talking to you. I'm not speaking. I'm talking to you on Saturday, July the 12th. I believe it is. Excuse me. 2014, and it's around 7:30 a.m. I am out for a much needed cleansing sweat run. Yep, that's the theme here today. Cleansing sweat. I think it's probably around 80 degrees, maybe 84, somewhere in there. And I can't speak to the humidity. If I had to guess, I would say about 70%, somewhere around there. I could look at the data, but I'm in that mindset of, I don't care about the numbers today, you know? I just know that it's not as hot now as it certainly will be later. As a matter of fact, the plan was to get up earlier and get some longer miles in. But sleep won, and I eventually rose around 6:15 a.m. Might sound early to some, might sound late to some, but it is what it is. I had a route mapped out. I usually visit and map my run on my computer and plan out a route that I know will give me the mileage I'm looking for. And I mapped out around a 10 miler, which would have been looping around my neighborhood, and then eventually it would have taken me up to the trail and then back home. So I decided when I woke up this morning that it was a little too late in the morning with the sun up to do that, and I would alter my plans to either a trail run in Hammock Park or another plan I had was to come up to the Dunedin Causeway and get some I was not looking for this to dead end here. Let's see here. Hold on a second. Let me get my bearings. Maybe I can cut through this boat marina parking lot and get back where I need to be. Yeah, let's do that. So, I hopped in the car and flirted with the two choices: peace, solitude, serenity in the Hammock Park trails, or blue skies, open waters, gentle waves of the Dunedin Causeway. And I chose at the last second to go with the causeway. I think it was just a matter of mood. I mean, what mood would be set? What would I like to see? And either one would have been gorgeous. But something, just be it the stars or the moon, led me to move towards sun and sea, as opposed to land and wood. So what I've done this morning is to circle around some neighborhood streets just adjacent to the causeway to stretch this run out as long as I can. Flat out start to finish causeway will usually yield me 5 miles. If I incorporate some of the back neighborhood roads that go through houses and even some apartments and condominiums at the beginning, and then as well through some back roads leading up to the actual causeway, I can stretch this run to about, I'm going to say 6.5, maybe even 7. So, 7's on the plate. I'd be pretty comfortable with that. I really wanted to get 10 today, but it is what it is, right? I'm sorry for the traffic. Pretty soon I'll be on the lead out road to the causeway and that'll disappear, so there'll still be some traffic, but not as much as this main road that I'm running along right now. So this week of running has been good, and I can't help but feel that I got off to a great start on Tuesday when I got 5.5 miles in. I should have gotten aggressive and thought about running on heavy Wednesday, maybe even early Thursday morning, because as it turns out, the Thursday afternoon slot got washed away by the thunder and lightning and rain of West Central Florida. And as well, my wife was working, so I had to pick the girls up after work. So I only got one run in this week. Yesterday was out because I knew Saturday, today, was coming with an opportunity for a long run. So I had to get away from some of that traffic. I am now running behind the community church called the Kirk of Dunedin through the parking lot and out onto Causeway Boulevard. Just be a bit less noisy. You know what I mean? Excuse me. I think my pace is a little brisk this morning. Almost always the case when I first start out running. Gotta remind myself to try to slow it down a little bit. But I feel comfortable and I'm able to hold conversation. So, can't be too bad, right? The only difference I think it makes is feeling a bit washed out at the end of the run. That's the price I pay for running too fast in the beginning. You can hear the birds and seagulls accompanying me on the jaunt this morning. And I'm feeling pretty good. The week of work was arduous, as I expected, with many people on vacation. But it was not insurmountable. We got it done. And I think I fended off anxiety a lot better than I might ordinarily have or used to. Still, there was a bit of dissatisfaction in my heart, mind, and soul at the end of the day when it was all said and done yesterday, the end of the work week. I'm trying to identify why that might have been. You know, you get that feeling, but then if you're like me and you're pretty introspective, you have to search yourself as to, well, you don't have to, but it's helpful to search yourself as to why you feel that way. And you can sometimes identify false feelings of dissatisfaction or angst, unknown reasons, or you can very well find the reasons why you have that angst. For me, I will just say vaguely that I felt a sense of frustration and dissatisfaction, not with myself or with anybody in particular, but more so with the environment, climate, vocation, system, however you want to frame it up, that I work in. So, that's a challenging job, to be sure, to practice healthcare in this day and age, wherever you work and whatever system. Here, let me pause a second. Where was I? I had to pause. Too much noise. I'm a little further down the road. And still on the land part of the causeway, but approaching the sea or the intercoastal. Anyway, challenging practicing healthcare in this day and age. It is. And I think as providers, I hope we try to give the best care that we can to our patients. That within itself can be challenging due to the variables in each selected patient population and each individual patient as well. But sometimes it can be a seemingly impossible task to give that best quality of care, whether it be on the part of the provider or from the external variables. I hope I'm making sense. That leads, I think, to my dissatisfaction, because at some level, I think that I have perfectionist tendencies. However, I've seen that dissipate to a certain degree over the years, so that I'm more tolerant of the circumstances that I'm given. So, morning. Friendly lady walking her dog on a leash. Yeah, you heard me emphasize that, didn't you? And then I read literature and scientific studies and educational documents that I need to stay current on my profession. And it gives me, at some level, hope and unbridled enthusiasm about helping people and practicing smarter. But trying to employ what's on the paper into real-time practice can be challenging as well. Walk break. You know, sometimes I think, am I best suited where I am? And for a brief moment, I flirt as to where I could go and what I could do in another healthcare setting. But ultimately, I come back, in the grand scheme of things, to understanding that I am where I am right now, because that's where I'm supposed to be. I would like to be more, but I think I understand that
realistically, it's not always attainable. So I've come to some satisfaction with that. Not that I should insinuate to you that I'll just be complacent. No, not at all. It's just the reality of the situation. So I hope I made sense expressing myself about that. But work is over, and it's Saturday, and I'm out here running, and I feel good. Those are beautiful dogs. Are they greyhounds? Are they? You know, there's another dog that looks similar to them. I think it's called a whippet.
That's what this one is.
Okay.
It's a small greyhound.
Wow. Oh, so that's the name for them when they're a small greyhound?
Well, Italian's even smaller.
Really?
Or miniature greyhound.
I had a dog once, and it had, like, greyhound features. Not as obvious as those, and somebody told me I had a whippet. He was a mutt, but...
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
There's a little mix in there, sure.
Are they calm and sedate or easily rileable?
They're skittish.
Skittish?
On the downside.
Really?
Yeah. They're really light and really fast. So
I was just going to say, I bet they like to run.
But if you calm around, they'll
cool. Have a nice day. Those were some gorgeous, gorgeous animals. It looked as though he had an older greyhound. I'm just saying that because the dog looked older in the face and a bit more tired. And then a younger, the older one was brown with some black streaks, but the younger one was white. He didn't look, as the guy said, skittish. He wasn't, neither one of them were very excitable. They looked very serene. I was going to say calm. Serene seems to be the word I go to lately. But I did have a dog once when the boys lived at the house. Her name was Sheba. Sheba. We got her from the Humane Society. And she was neurotic, jacked up, excitable, you name it. I think that came from a background of poor care from the previous owners, which circles me back around to understanding why those dogs probably seemed serene. It was probably because their owner seemed to be serene and relaxed and calm. I guess with dogs, I never thought much about this, and now I'm running too fast and I'm going uphill in the grass. So I took an early walk break, but as you just heard, it worked out. But the owner seemed serene, and I guess, just like children, animals will take on the personality of their owner to some extent. Oh. Now I am on bridge, land, and sea. In other words, as the jackal would call it, the little spit of land that goes across the waters. I'm off the more trafficy areas of Causeway One Boulevard, or One Causeway Boulevard. This is the scene where I ran my race on the 4th of July. A scene I've come to many times before. Quite lovely here. And I think this looking out past the green shrubbery, the white sandy dirt, the gentle waters that are steely gray as the sun begins to glimmer on them is just what the doctor did order. You know? I think this is where I needed to be, as opposed to the woods. Easy for me to say now that I'm here. But it's all good. So I'm coming up the bridge here. It's pretty steep, just at this little small juncture. And there's a lot of fishermen on either side of the bridge. More so on my side. I like to run on this side or the north side, heading out to Honeyman Island, and take the trail and the bridge on the south side, heading back. Just maybe because it looks better on the map, or it feels right, making a narrow loop. Tell me how I can get around you. I'll obey. What'd you catch there?
Wild fish.
Can you keep that thing? I hope not. A couple of kids, teenagers, fishing. They caught a big, ugly dogfish. Some people call them grunt, I think. Maybe not. Look like a giant bullfrog. Anyway, usually when I come up this side of the bridge, I get kind of a dirty look from the fishermen. Morning. The look, and there was a passerby on the side of the bridge, so I guess it's okay. But the fishermen usually look at me, as if to connotate. Hey, brother. We're fishing over here. You need to be on the other side. That's what the look says. Add to that the scenery of people usually blocking the walkway here, either with their bodies or their fishing poles, such that you heard me say, tell me how you want me to get past you. I'll obey. Trying to give an attitude of humbleness and servitude, and not one of antagonism. That's a walk break. I don't know if it's the elevation or if I'm running too fast, but again, I feel a bit winded. So, where are we? Covered location. A synopsis of the work week. My current GPS. Well, or my current position. And now, we're on the downside. We're on the downside of the bridge. I don't know if we're on the downside of the podcast, but we'll see where it goes. Seems like the words are floating off my tongue rather smoothly. I was almost going to say effortlessly, but I believe I'm putting some effort into it, as I always concentrate to try to communicate with you whatever I'm saying, whether it's linear and logical thought, or whether I'm dancing all over the place in subject matter. I try to make sure that whatever I'm saying, I'm getting across to you. So that's my purpose. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You catch anything?
Catch and release, that's what I like to
do. Oh, do you?
I have flounder, I caught a catfish.
How big?
Catfish was around this big.
Yeah?
And a flounder, that's the same size.
So in the intercoastal here, do they consider the catfish a saltwater catfish?
Yeah.
So you can't eat those?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I just like catching them and throwing them back.
There you go. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
All right. Friendly people. That's what you're hearing. That's what I'm living for today. Life, breath, smiles, sunshine, sand, sea, soul. Yep. That's what I'm all about in this moment on the run at this time. So, fishermen are a bit more forgiving down at the bottom of the bridge, where there's a little bit of seeming latitude in room or space or area. And now I'm running on packed white sand with blackbirds and seagulls and robins flying back and forth, very close to the edge of the intercoastal waterway, where the waves are
very gentle, very quiet. I suspect you probably can't hear them. But let's go down by the water and see if we can catch some. I know wind is not a problem today for two reasons. A, I don't feel it blowing. And B, this double pop screen is doing a trick. Let's listen to this here. There's a little walk. Maybe you can hear these waters. And now I'll stop walking for a moment. Just imagine that with no traffic in the back. Just the birds twittering and silence. Imagine if you can focus in on that noise while running, how serene, that's just the best word I can find for it, that would feel. So let me get back up here in the hard packed sand. The area I was at was just nothing but rock. Rocks and stone that I don't think I could run without breaking my face. And it's got a severe camber or angle to it. So I'm back up here on a more flat, solid surface, but with just enough bounce so that I can't say it's pavement, right? Oh, it feels good. Let's see how many miles I've put in. Almost 3, wow. Time flies. I'll certainly get 6. 7 definitely might be a possibility. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
Good.
That's, you know, that's just almost worth the whole run, is to come across people with a smile on their face and a happy hello is almost worth the price to pay, whatever that price might be. A sore hip, too much sweat, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, you name it. It's worth it. To reflect back on those memories. I get such a joy out of that. Maybe it's bigger than that. Maybe it's the joy that I get from interacting with other people by and large, which probably makes my work more satisfying than dissatisfying as a whole. Yep. I need my space. I like to get alone, but I don't think I could be alone too long because the love of people, interaction, mankind also fuels me and drives me and rewards my heart and soul. It's the Dunedin City Department in their truck maintaining the beach, giving me a friendly wave. And I am almost approaching Honeymoon Island. I would say I'm about a mile and a half or so away from the turnaround, which is the entrance to Honeymoon Island. At that point, I turn around and head back. That will be exactly 2.5 miles, unless I stretch it out to some of those loops I told you about earlier. There's 3. That 3 went by pretty quickly, I gotta say. Is it? Yum. By missing that run on Thursday, it created a little bit of angst in me, but it's being repaid and rewarded on this one. So all things equal out, right? My friends in the RunNet community, particularly, let's start with Mr. Gwynn. I believe I said in the last podcast that Mr. Gwynn
is taken to the Spreaker airwaves, and he has now put out two podcasts entitled Kevin Unplugged. I would highly encourage you to take a listen and comment and or encourage Mr. Gwynn, as I think he's off to a fabulous start in this venue, and I don't want him to become discouraged or for him to think that it's not worth it to try this new effort. There's always those growing pains, and I like what you're putting out, Kevin. I really do. It's my style, you know, just kind of get out there and talk, and I would encourage you to keep it up. I'm following you. I'll listen to everyone, just as you have inferred to me. You've listened to all my offerings. As well, we have Mr. Jim. I don't think I know your last name, James, of the Seeker podcast, who is now putting out some episodes on Spreaker as well, called Because I Said So, which is creative in that he takes a departure from his established Seeker podcast to provide a different view of him and offer thoughts that he says he would not ordinarily offer on the Seeker podcast. And again, it's called Because I Said So. So, as well, I would encourage you to encourage him to keep exploring this new venue. I think it's interesting when you take a little departure from what you've done and do something different. I wish that I was better at it than I am, because really, Ron Norman and Walk Breaks are quite similar. I might have a different frame of mind when recording in each different venue based on time and or the place that I'm at in life. But somebody like, for example, Adam Tinkoff, the Zen Runner, this guy just keeps reinventing himself over and over and over. He might have a podcast for 6 months or a year or five, whatever it is, and then it stops because he's grown and he's moved on and he's exploring a different technique or different thoughts based on where he might be in life or different goals in regards to what he wants to offer to the listener. So yeah, I'm all for people branching out. You know, I started with the Ruminative Runner, and I kind of ran into a dead end, and then I was in a period where I didn't know what to call it, and I wanted to do something different, just kind of start from scratch, and I threw the Ruminative Runner into a heap. But then I have this venue, Run Norman, and Walk Breaks I've kept from even the Ruminative Runner days, and I feel like to a certain degree I've reinvented myself, or started over anyway. I don't know how creative it is. I don't think I measure up to those other people in terms of creativity. But anyway, I encourage fresh and new reinvigorates us, those with a creative and inquisitive spirit. And who could forget the immeasurable, infamous, widely respected runner extraordinaire, Carlos Castillo, the running jackal. As in almost all of my podcasts, I always give a shout out as though it's a virtual wave or a virtual handshake to Carlos to say, "Hello, brother, how art thou? I'm thinking of you running up in the great Pacific Northwest with your grassroots family of Sandy, Stefan, Derek, Robbie, Graham, etc., etc. It is idyllic, and I appreciate you. And as a matter of comment, I haven't heard much from you this past week, which is understandable, allowable, explainable, and pardonable. That's probably not the word I'm looking for. So you certainly put out your fair share of podcasts. I guess I just mentioned it to say that I miss your recording. Excuse me. So I hope you put something out today. A little further down the road, I'm probably about half to a quarter of a mile from Honeymoon Island now. You can tell how the traffic is less and quieter the further I get down the road on this Causeway Boulevard. I mean, you hear some in the back, but it's very mild. So it's the equilibrium that buffered and gave me the decision to run here as opposed to land and wood in the hammock pine. I bet you hear those birds more than you traffic, don't you? Isn't that gorgeous? I think I'm building steady state. I'm a bit down the road, on the other side of a pause. I've actually made the turnaround at Honeymoon Island, and I'm at about 4.5 miles. So I will achieve 7 miles out of this run, which for this time of year, and for these conditions, it is getting a bit frothy out here. It's not too shabby for the old boy. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up. I'm gonna be satisfied with it. 7 thumbs up. 7 up. 7 up. It's got a ring to it. Remember that drink, 7 up? I guess it's still out there. So, drinks of my youth. Fresca, 7 up. Dr. Brown's Cream Soda. Remember those? Suppose they're still available. Probably more regionally than anything else. I think up north you might see those drinks. The days of my youth. Up north. The Atlantic coast. I kind of miss going up in the summertime. Used to go up to New Jersey every summer. Drive my car up there. Stay at my sister and her family's house. Arise before all and go out to the boardwalk in West Long Branch near Sandy Hook and run along the shores of the mighty Atlantic. Good morning. Those were visually stunning runs and times. But here I am in my own little paradise. West Central Florida. This is now my home. For now. I've always kind of dreamed of having a summer home up there. You know? A house to go to in the summer. Vacation from Florida and the arduous heat that the summers here can bring. It started off searing here. I think it's leveled out just a bit. Doesn't seem as oppressive all the time. For a week or two there, was a shock to the system. I listened to a couple of shows that caught my attention this week, both of them on NPR radio. I listened to the podcast, but also I listened to the radio show on the way to work Monday through Friday. It's all encapsulated on All Things Considered. They do all kinds of little segments, and a couple things that caught my attention this week. I'm coming up the hill again. I'm a bit of short of breath, and I'm taking a breather. I think I've exhausted my stores. I think, though I will get 7 because I've got to get back to the car. I'm feeling kind of shot at this point. As I said in the beginning, I usually run a bit too fast in the beginning. Don't pay attention to my pace. So I think I'll walk this a little bit. Walking seems to help recover. And as long as I'm moving forward, that's the main thing. But yeah, the two shows, one was in the middle of the week, and the other just this morning before I started running. They had a week-long series on stress, which always fascinates me how we as mankind handle, manage, and are affected by stress. And it's too exhaustive a subject for me to speak on at length, but one thing that I found interesting, I probably already knew. Yeah, I'm sure I knew, but you know, you have to be reminded of things every once in a while. Is that one of the things in a survey, in a scientific study, that fuels our stress is the news media and the sensationalism. And you might say, well, that's a no-brainer, I get that, but they broke it down even more specific, and they found that the more sensationalized that the news media portrayed a particularly disturbing story, with the addition of disturbing images, be it video or pictures, generationally, there may have been a man, you know, who might have written an article from his vantage point in some of the earlier wars, and now you've got people sending photographs, even as early as the Vietnam War, maybe even the Korean War, but now you have videos as well, and they can substantially magnify the shock of the vidges, of the images and the situations. And they found that humans were somewhat addicted to that with the advent of social media and the sensationalism. And humans, the more they're exposed to the sensationalism and the more graphic images, there was an addicting power to that. I guess we might just call it morose, right? But that in turn, with the addiction to those stimuli, manifested itself in more stress in today's culture. I just kind of found that interesting. I probably knew it at some level before, and I wanted to share it with you. Do you find that? Do you find you watch the daily news? Primetime news? Fox, NBC, CBS? I don't have an affiliate that I'm associated with, but they all sensationalize to a certain degree. So, does that fuel your stress? Do you find yourself addicted to it? Ask yourself. It's interesting. Anything we can do to know ourselves better to help manage our own stress level and demeanor, and just, you know, knowing yourself intimately is just a fantastic thing all around anyway. We should all strive for that. It's different than, I'm not saying, you know, glorify yourself or magnify yourself. Just know yourself. What does it say? To thine own self be true, right? So, the other story I heard just before I ran was getting really interesting, but it was an hour-long program, and I had to shut it off to get on the run. But they were talking about the pathogenesis, or the way that cancer develops, is treated, and is suppressed, and or spreads. It wasn't an all-inclusive podcast, but it was interesting to hear about how the cells proliferate and react and move and regenerate, etc., etc. There's so much more research to be done. There's so much that's unknown, despite the advances that medicine has made. One of the interesting things that they talked about was the benefit of some very simple medications that are, for lack of a better word, anti-cancer. They're not a cure. They might just help in some genetically predisposed individuals stem the development spread of cancer genes. Those simple medicines are aspirin, cimetidine. Do you remember the drug Tagamet? I'm sure they still sell it. Tagamet. It's used for acid indigestion. It's actually a histamine blocker. And what's the other one that they talked about? I think it's ketaloric, which is an NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It's given intramuscularly and also as a pill, but not very commonly as a pill, for pain, for inflammatory pain. But it has a remarkable role in surgery for cancer-related problems. And I wish I could go into more detail about it, but I shut the show off because I found I was dilly-dallying around before the run. So I think you've heard me walk now for a good bit. I've come over a good hill. And good morning. And I've got a flat straightaway before I come to the drawbridge again. So once the watch buzzer, there it goes. Pick this back up and start running. Got a little wind coming at me now, which is it's good for cooling purposes. It might tire me a little bit more unless I really watch my stride and my pace at this point, because you heard how winded I got back there a little while ago. I was like out of gas. I've got about a mile and a half, two more miles to go here. So yeah, well, I think I'll go ahead and groove on into the run. Stop talking, let my mind further wrap around itself and into my soul and spirit. It has overall been an extremely rewarding and cleansing run, satisfying to my inner self. Part of that has been because I got to share it with you. And my only hope is that some of you will enjoy spending the time with me talking, and some of you will maybe even take me on your run for company. That's my hope. And I reflect back on what the guy said to me earlier. He likes to catch and release for fun. I think, in a sense, that's what I've done. Catch and release. I caught the wind and the spirit and the satisfaction of these moments in this time on my run. And I will bask in them for a time, and then it will indeed be released until the next run. So until the next run, until the next time we speak, please know earnestly that I love you guys, and that we will talk again. Good morning. We will talk again. You can bet money on that. This is Just Norm. Bye-bye.